weeks apart.
Well, I think we're talking about a program of spraying 20 million tons of nanoparticulate aluminum, strontium, and barium per year into the stratosphere.
I just haven't seen any sick people from that. I hear from about tens of thousands of sick people around the world in my business. And everybody tells me what's wrong with them. And I can tell you, between 1998 and 2002, millions of people are getting sick from chemtrails, okay? And after that, by 2003, I stopped hearing from people who are getting sick from chemtrails. And I haven't heard any since. Now, more gallons, the claim is made this from chemtrails, but I've heard from hundreds of these people, and they're isolated. Okay, they're the only ones in the whole town that get it. And they seem to be profiled and then systematically poisoned this stuff. But our zappers have been curing it.
Well, it's interesting that all the people with full-blown Morgellons have a history of being involved with government medical in the Army or Navy.
Well, one of them was a talk show host, and the Truther Girls. Okay, and she had a popular radio show. She had us on that. She cured her Morgellons with one of her zappers. Oh, man, we sold a lot of zappers from that show. I'll tell you.
That's good. Zappers are good. So,
yeah, that was really nice. That
when you're gifting, are you studying the ley line configuration at all? Are you doing any dowsing?
You're energy sensitive, so you probably see this when you're out and about, but the towers are usually put on ley lines, and you'll see a cluster of towers where ley lines meet.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's because they're subtle energy weapons, okay? So you need this subtle energy component to boost them up. And they use these things for psychic attacks and all kinds of other stuff like that. They may or may not be used for cell phones, but I know for sure they're weapons.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah. When you study EMF pollution and go on YouTube and look to, some doctors are being honest about what it's doing to our cell walls, you'll get an organite pendant and wear it, because it's like a sawtooth frequency grinding against your receptors in your cell wall. Not good.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing it does, but that's, you know, that's like saying when the sun is shining, one thing happens, when a million things are happening. Okay? So science is so compartmentalized and so narrow in their focus, scientists are, that they'll talk about one specific thing happening and they'll ignore everything else. But see, Dr. Reich was the first scientist, biologist, physicist, to take in a larger view and say, well, the reason all these things are happening, it's an energy dynamic. So the electrical, magnetic, and other effects are secondary. They're not primary. This is an etheric thing. You know, the orgone is ether, chi, prana. This is the basis of everything else. So why not discuss that instead of just discussing the effects of something? Because that's the cause. You know, the cause is happening in that realm. But scientists will want you to think the cause is happening on a chemical or physical or electrical or some other narrow realm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not, and he's right about that, but that's just one thing.
Well, this is what people need to wake up to. Is their multidimensionality, and the fact that for 2,000 years in Western society, we've been told we were born without spirit and that we have to go to some off-world god to get a spirit put back into our being. And, well, I'm just saying people need to wake up to their eternal spirit and start using it again.
Yeah, see, that's an etheric thing, dynamic too, isn't it? It's the unseen, unmeasurable component of who we are.
Well, my personal thing, are you familiar with Rupert Sheldrake's work? Don?
What was that?
Rupert Sheldrake and Morphogenic Fields.
Okay.
Are you familiar with him?
Oh, not yet.
Well, yeah, you and I are going to have to, you know, on files. I'll send you some files of stuff. Because you'll really like it. I would like to, you know, get, you know, involved with the two of you on boosting sessions and things that you do, intel sessions, and start developing my, you know, sixth sense, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, I mean, I've got some. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, is there anything else you want to discuss? I mean, earth pipes, you know.
Could I say something about, you know, your last question was, do you know whether or not people have experienced a heavy assault by the chemtrails when they put up a cloudbuster? And most people do experience that. They'll even fly over and put an X over that top of that cloudbuster or close to it. And it's like, and I think it's a lot of it's intimidation. A lot of it's trying to figure out where that cloudbuster is really located.
Yeah, and too much money to spend.
Yeah, you know, but they do that. They do it over us every now and then. I think they do it just to test to see how our cloudbusters are doing.
Or to try some new component in their mix.
Yeah, so then they'll do it every now and then, but. Somebody who, you know, if there's no cloudbusters close by, yeah, they're gonna fly over and they're gonna put it down a whole bunch of chemtrails, or what they, you know, are calling chemtrails now, and they may even put a big X around, you know, over the top of them, trying to figure it out.
Confirmation.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, like, I've noticed in driving here in the megalopolis in the east that. They always seem to have these death towers near highways where hundreds of thousands of commuters will be exposed to them. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
It might be more for stopping traffic in the event of, well, they're not going to have martial law because nobody would enforce it. There's nobody to enforce martial law. But when they built these things, there was still a chance they could achieve it, I think. It wasn't until about 2004, 2005, we started feeling that they were losing, that they didn't have a chance to, you know, for a nuclear holocaust, which is what they ultimately won, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But we now are totally confident that they can't possibly do it. They can't do it. And one reason is the Chinese won't let them. The Chinese are more powerful now. They've got the NSA on a leash, okay? And MI6, all these previously powerful organizations, the Chinese just won't let them do what they want to do because it would disrupt world markets and it would threaten the hegemony of the Chinese government.
Well, you know,
the middle class, well, or they're going to fail. If they don't keep growing the middle class, they're going to fail. By growing the middle class, they're going to fail, and they know that. They're pragmatic.
They're
not stupid. Only our leaders are stupid.
Well, no, our leaders are the worst of the worst.
They're stupid and self-destructive. But the Chinese aren't that way.
When you have the spirit of pedophilia inside of you, you're not talking about a sane person. You're talking about someone who is archonically possessed.
They're self-destructive.
Yeah. And they're trying to destroy everybody else. When I was in the rape rooms as a kid, when these people would manifest their other dimensional energy and consciousness, I mean, it was the Smith program out of the Matrix. You know,
yeah,
you
grew up in a
reason
a religion that believes in that Babylonian crap, you know, and child sacrifice and all that. They still believe that stuff.
Well, because they're mind-controlled and they don't understand they need to reprogram their subconscious with truth and with EFT or Psyche and get in there and take the trash out that was given to them in the first 5 years of their life. But, I mean, if we you know, keep gifting the way they are, we are. I mean, are there any areas that you feel in America that definitely need a lot of organized gifting right now?
Well, we've been back and forth across country recently. I think the Midwest needs it more than any place else. What do you think, honey?
Midwest.
Yeah, Midwest. But it's looking better and better. Every time you go across the country, we're seeing more greenery, more farming, happier people, better economy.
We always take organite with us, too, so I don't know how much we're gifted down there in, you know, Tornado Alley at a few places. Every time we go across country, we dial the map to find out if there's anything we've missed, and we take organite with us every time we go across.
Yeah, we just finished busting up Tornado Alley's Air Force weather warfare infrastructure. We did the first part 3 years ago. We finished it up.
Well, we finished it. We'll see.
Yeah. Louisiana, Alabama, Oklahoma.
I've been, I'll just ask you this question. I heard that selenite is good for keeping your crystals energized. So I always sprinkle a little of that in my work. You know, dust my organite matrix as I'm pouring and mixing and stuff with a little selenite and kyanite. Do you think that's a good thing to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're
you really know your stuff.
And you're putting citrine in there too, aren't you? Because citrine is a natural cleanser too.
Yes, citrine is one of my favorite stones.
Yeah.
It's not in my standard TBs. My standard TBs, I just put kyanite and selenite, the quartz crystal chip, and then the standard matrix.
Yeah.
If there's anything more you want to say, you want to plug your zapper, plug your website, tell people how they can get involved in the cleansing and transformation of the world. Take it away.
Well, the only credible forum website in English right now, and the only credible record for what's being done with organite, is ethericcwarriors.com. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy that there aren't more right now, but anybody who tries to start a forum is going to be mobbed by NSA, CIA, MI6, moles, program people, and it's just horrible to have to deal with that. Most people don't want to face that. Well, I do. I don't mind. So I've got the only forum that's survived.
Well, it's like what I say when, you know, I post about, I use Facebook a lot for my activism, and people go like, well, they're going to know everything you think. I said, they already do, and at least if they're reading my posts, they'll learn something, you know? It might learn something.
Well, you can't hide from them, but on the other hand, they can't understand what we're talking about, so. It's a win-win.
So you have, you sell zappers, Don, to get rid of internal parasites.
Yeah, I developed the best-selling zapper on the market, and we don't even advertise. Well, we're advertising now, but only because you asked me, but it's called the Terminator Zapper, and it's worldwithoutparasites.com, $134. But honestly, anytime anybody asks me about a zapper, if they're not directly referred by a customer, I urge them to buy the $35 basic zapper from Andy, our friend Andy, at ctbusters.com. And we developed that model for a distribution in our trips to Africa years ago, where people are telling us still it routinely has cured AIDS, malaria, the deadly fevers and infections, dysentery, even snake bite and elephantiasis. So it's a very good device, and it's only $35. So, and our device is $134, but it adds a lot of healing capability to the curative ability of the device. And it's bigger and has a lot of subtle energy components in it.
Oh.
But Carol and I developed that one. She's got her good skills with organite gemstones in there. And so it's our thing.
Well, you're generally, both of you are generally optimistic about the future.
Oh, very. More than ever. I used to be very pessimistic. I used to be, as anybody should have been in those days. And I didn't know who was in charge until 1984 or so, because censorship was preventing that information from getting out. And I learned about it when I was overseas. Now, when the internet came out, censorship disappeared. Now you can get any information you want. And the discerning person is going to find that information. They're going to have to dig for it, though.
Yeah, it's funny. I remind, when I was first doing my research to figure out the Illuminati and everything I grew up in, I would just keep searching the web, and I'd find myself on websites talking about my issue, and I wouldn't even know how I got there. Just synchronistic. Huh. And it's just like, oh, who's Fritz Springmeier, you know?
Huh. Okay.
So, amazing stuff. Well, I'm going to have you both back on again so we can have a call-in show. Is that okay?
Oh, that'd be good. I bet your listeners have terrific questions and comments.
Yeah, much better than me. But we'll definitely, you know, at least I cleared up a few organized questions. I definitely want people to go to etherickwarriors.com. It's the number one organized gifting website. There's tutorials, there's people sharing information about where to go, what to do when it comes to organite. It's a community of light workers dedicated to healing the planet.